It's 8:39 on a busy Tuesday in Jacksonville and in the nation's capital. 9 witnesses scheduled in the next 3 days as the House impeachment hearings against the president will delve further into questions of how the president pressed the leader of Ukraine to start politically charged investigations. Live team coverage continues in Washington with WOKV's Blair Miller. Who are lawmakers hearing from first out of the chute today?
Yeah, Rich, it is a full day. We have 4 witnesses that are going to be testifying here today and really keep that in perspective over what we've seen the last 2 days of testimony. And these will be people who we will hear from the first time with actual firsthand knowledge of that phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. 2 of them who said the call was inappropriate. Look for Republicans to try to discredit Army Officer Alexander Vindman, who works in the White House, and someone who could accept the mission he was given in the Trump administration is what they plan to go after. But we will also hear from an aide to the vice president who will testify this morning. The president has referred to both of them as never Trumpers. Of course, we'll be watching to see how the president responds today. He doesn't have any public events scheduled, but of course, we'll be watching that Twitter feed.
Blair, as we were listening in last week, we were hearing one of the arguments that Republicans and supporters of the president making on the hearsay point. To your point, however, this is more firsthand. So how does the Republican argument kind of evolve and the questions turn a little bit more on the witnesses?
I think they're going to dig a little deeper into trying to discredit what they have to say and the motivation behind some of this. But keep in mind, these are people who actively work in the administration. So the Republicans, or the Democrats rather, really holding their hat on these people who have firsthand knowledge, but the Democrats will be looking for ways to discredit a lot of that along the way. But it should be a long day nonetheless.
Yeah, and as we move through the week, a series of long days here, does the schedule kind of tell us a story for when we may ultimately see some activity happening in the House in terms of a vote? Obviously not going to happen before Thanksgiving, I would fathom to guess.
Exactly. 2 more full days of testimony, and then we think we'll be getting a break for around the Thanksgiving holiday. But then they could come back with saying there are more witnesses to hear from. Keep in mind, these witnesses that we're hearing from this week were just scheduled last Thursday. So it's an ever-evolving timeline, and it's hard to get many answers on when that timeline may come to an end either way.
Daily updates here from Blair Miller at 8:40 on Jacksonville's Morning News. In-depth coverage led by Washington insider Jamie Dupree, who once again is positioned in that hearing room and is putting out a live blog with updates in real time in the WOKV app.